This is the way. More a lurch sideways than a bold step forward, but it's a start. Hannah trudges up the stairs of the rundown New York warehouse, halter top clingy with sweat, cut-off jeans sticking to her thighs. Every step of the climb, her feet sink into the soft, stringy wood. It's like the whole place is melting. Now and then, she stops and leans against a wall before cursing the stale air and hauling another box up to the fourth floor. Get away. That was the whole idea. Away from the It girls and their perfect parties, the terminally smug players, the barflies and wallflowers, the DJs with their loved-up teen groupies. A brand new start. No frills. The glamorous life has had its day. This is now, Hannah thinks. An empty room, 12 feet by 20 on the wrong side of the river. So real. It's late August and New York is simmering. The apartment has no air conditioning and tepid smog drifts in through the open window. She lugs the last box through the door of her humble abode and wanders over to the kitchen, or what passes for one, a sink, a fridge, and a microwave. She fills a tumbler with cold water and gulps it down. Once-in-a-lifetime deal, the broker had said. A steal compared to the upgraded properties down the street. Properties without leaky faucets, cracked floors, and weeping walls, she now understands. But Hannah was sold as soon as she saw the windows. Typical Bushwick windows, a mosaic of little square panes set in black iron frames, overlooking the factories, sheds, and workshops that make up much of the neighborhood. The grit and grime of Bushwick, a district on the edge of Brooklyn. Up and coming, so they said, a mere 12 minutes on the L train from the spiffy streets of Greenwich Village and the life she has left behind. Hannah crouches in a corner, elbows on thighs, toes spread on sweating concrete. Compact, a girl of almost 30 with a mess of blonde hair and a face full of freckles. From this angle, it looks pretty spacious, she thinks to herself. Who's she trying to kid? It's not a fraction of the airy apartment she called home only 2 weeks ago. Everything's different now. Empty. Not voguishly empty, like her old lounge on Cornelia Street. The sleek brand of minimalism the glossies fall over themselves to feature. A room so understated it screamed quality, luxury, style. No, she has taken it into her head to inhabit this tragic void, to crouch on a concrete floor with cracks that skitter away in every direction. I need a sofa, Hannah thinks. A sofa, a table, and a chair or two. She catches sight of herself in the mirror, propped against the wall, wrists clamped under her chin, alert. A rabbit in a hole, safe for now, but so far removed from everything that once felt good. The phone rings, and she jumps. Hannah? It's Bea, of course. Hannah, are you there? A tense voice from her recent past. The Manhattan life she gave up, or as her friends say, chucked away. Hannah knows exactly what's coming. Pressure, sweetly but insistently applied. Just leave me the fuck alone, she wants to say. But that's not who she is. Hear me out, Hannah. I don't know what's gotten into you, but I want you to come this evening. It's the best party I've been working on in years. High profile, huge sponsors, A-listers, I need you to be there. I invited the friends and everyone's coming. They're dying to see you, Hannah, to see how you are. We miss you terribly. It's classic B, always on the brink of catharsis, tending her little flock. But Hannah knows, B needs the flock more than it needs her. She's constantly rubbing layers of varnish on her perfect family. Hannah moving to Brooklyn is an unfortunate scratch that must be repaired, but it never will. Hannah stares in silence till the cracks in the concrete morph into a herd of elephants, trunks clumsily strung together. Hannah, he just doesn't get it. He's in shock. I'm not in the mood for talking, B. This is how it is. I'm here, he wants me back. Point taken. Hannah, doll, I'm the last person to leap to boy's defense, but he's going mad. You took your things and didn't say a word. What is the guy to think? He wants to see you. He cares about you. We all do.